It's officially a football Friday here on Theoretically Speaking. We got some Dolphins tonight, an early start for us, plus a special guest off the top, the NFL Bachelorette.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It's a beautiful Friday, a football Friday here. At Theoretically Speaking, it's your boy Theo Dorsey, C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. We're grooving, we're feeling good. The vibes are at an all-time high. Most importantly, C-Cat, because we've officially collected the last stone. We've officially completed the Infinity Gauntlet from Unsportsmanlike. We get Evan Cohen every single week, right? We get Evan Cohen every week, the inevitable Evan Cohen. He's great. He's always good. Chris Canty pulled up and actually gave me some advice on the grill. He got me going, the Super Bowl champion, and Canty, gotta love him. That's the big homie. Literally and figuratively, I mean, the dude is huge. But the one that carries the weight for Unsportsmanlike every morning here on ESPN 106.3, 6 to 10 a.m., as well as the one who's in the midst of her NFL bachelorette journey, choosing her next NFL destination and has limited it down to six teams, is the one and only from the Lou, Michelle Smallman, who pulls up with us right off the top of the show. Michelle, first and foremost, thanks for gracing us with your presence, and how are you doing on this Football Friday?
Theo, my friend, it is so great to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me. And just like you said off the top, the vibes are at an all-time high. It's Friday. I'm getting closer to finding my true football love, and we're getting closer to the kickoff of the 2024 NFL season. I have no complaints today.
Absolutely loving the feels today. I also, this morning with you and Freddie Coleman, one thing I know about people from the Lou, from St. Louis, y'all defend that Gateway Arch with your life, like a pit bull. And that call you had, the interaction you had with that caller, I was like, yeah, she's on one. I'll make sure I don't do anything to offend Smalls today as we try and boil it down, get you down to where you're leading to go with your next NFL franchise. Now, for those that don't know, Michelle Smallman, yes, you're from St. Louis. You renounced the Rams after they left you, and now you have it down to these six teams. You have the Niners, the Packers, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Jets. I've been seeing everybody trying to steer you away from the Jets, but Smalls, can you give me a clue as to where you're maybe leaning? Is there a certain team that people have been really pushing you towards right now?
You're right. Everyone is steering me away from the Jets, including Jets fans.
Right.
I'm hearing from so many wonderful fans from coast to coast, even outside of my Sweet Six that I had announced on the show this week, because that's what's so great about being a sports fan. People feel so passionately about their city and about their tradition and about their fandom, and they want to tell me why theirs is the best. And since I don't have it, it's been so great to get a sampling of what everybody's got going on across the National Football League. But I'm hearing from Jets fans that are saying to me, listen, I was born into this. I can't get out of it. Don't do this to yourself. So that's given me a little bit of pause, because I included the Jets. I live in New York City now. I don't have a New York City team. Chris Canty and our producer Nuno have the Giants covered, obviously. So I thought, why don't I adopt the Jets? They're a franchise that has not had some great times, to put it lightly, and they seem poised to turn things around. If I was ever going to jump on the Jets bandwagon, now feels like the time to do it. But I have to be honest with you, Theo, a little nervous that so many Jets fans are telling me I should reconsider.
Yeah, when you get that many red flags, when people are putting you on notice like that from within the walls of the organization, I say you stray away. Like, I know you got the Sweet Six. It should be boiled down to likely five now. It'd be weird if you did pick the Jets. Here in West Palm Beach, obviously you come out here to Palm Beach County every year for spring training for your Cardinals fandom, like, right? So you're familiar with South Florida. You like kicking it out here in the spring.
I love South Florida. So just to give a little bit of background here, when I was growing up, the Rams didn't come to St. Louis until 1995. So there was a chunk of my childhood where St. Louis didn't have a team because the football Cardinals had left to go to Arizona. And before the Rams came, a lot of people in St. Louis were in the same predicament that I'm in right now. They had that void that they needed to fill. And my dad, a huge sports fan, was one of them. He grew up loving the Miami Dolphins, loving the 72 Dolphins, Larry Zonka, the whole deal. And we're Italian. So Dan Marino comes along. He's the best of the best. He's an Italian guy, and he's a Dolphin. My dad fell in love with Dan Marino. Therefore, I fell in love with Dan Marino. He's a huge reason why I'm in this position today and why I love sports, period. So I always had affection for the Miami Dolphins. Then as I got older, I started to spend some time in South Florida, and it's such a great place to be. It's obviously a huge football hotbed. And I just thought, why would I not include a team that I have so much affection for and that has such a great fan base in my final six?
It makes sense, right? You have to at least put them into consideration. And Michelle, I want to be fully transparent with you all. Our fans here at ESPN 106.3, remember my journey. I actually went through a fan free agency two off seasons ago, and the Dolphins were one of my finalists. I ended up going with the Kansas City Chiefs, a place that is near my birthplace. I was born in Overland Park, Kansas. But the Dolphins were a finalist for me, and I think I did choose correctly because now I got a couple rings, or at least a couple rings on my favorite team's fingers to celebrate with. So I did this journey that you're on right now, and so I come with some perspective. How do you feel I did, if you can grade out my pick of picking the Chiefs and then stumbling into two Super Bowl wins?
I would say love at first sight type of love, like all time The Notebook type of love. If you picked the Chiefs and then you went into back-to-back Super Bowl wins and you're on the precipice of a three-peat, I'd say you did pretty well. But I'm glad that we're talking about this, Theo, because you can give me some incredibly great insight. So what were some of the things that were really important to you when you were making this decision? Obviously, you mentioned where you were initially from, which also is something that I'm weighing, even though I have the Jets and the 49ers and, of course, the Dolphins that aren't in the Midwest or necessarily close to St. Louis where I grew up. But what other factors really swayed you to go with the Chiefs? Because I want to learn from your process.
The main thing, I defected from the Carolina Panthers, similar to you, because of ownership. David Tepper took over, and every single decision he made, I was like super anti-against. And then I said on radio one time, I said, hey, look, this was back when the Panthers were flirting with the idea of getting Baker Mayfield. And I'm a man of my word, right? That's all a man has. I said, if the Panthers go out and trade for Baker Mayfield after having a suffer through P.J. Walker, after having a suffer through Sam Darnold, all of these, you know, has-beens, and they go out and trade for Baker Mayfield, I'm done. I'm gone. I'll renounce them. I didn't think it was going to happen, and it did. So that's what made me make my transition, and I think stable ownership was number one. And then secondly, I was just hoping for a team that had a plan for the future. My final four were the Eagles, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and they forced me here at ESPN West Palm to keep the Panthers in my final four. I'm glad you had the fortitude to have the Rams excommunicated when you started your journey. And for all of those teams, that was the year where Jalen Hurts had to go prove it. Patrick Mahomes was already in-house. And at least for the Dolphins, they were local. They had Tua Tagovailoa and a fun team because they had just traded for Tyreek Hill that year. I ended up going with the Chiefs because it was close to my birthplace and it was a team I used to root for. So that was my process. I'm curious, CCAP right here, our producer and co-host, he has a question for you. But before I go on, what is the most important thing for you? Obviously, ownership's got to be right, Michelle Smallman. But what's the most important thing for you as you choose out of these six teams?
Yeah, obviously ownership is important. Just like you, you have the Panthers in your final four, but no shade to the great fans in Carolina. But I removed the Panthers from my search pretty early because I just can't go through that again. I lived that terrible nightmare of having a bad owner. He did not pour into the city. He did not pour into the team. They were trying to lose on purpose. He was back channeling this move the entire time. And then he torched my great city on the way out the door. It was very, very painful. So that is certainly something that is important to me, to have an owner who cares about the city and who cares about the fans. But also, I just want to have fun. It's so fun to be a sports fan until it's not, until you have that agony all the time. And when the Rams first came to St. Louis in 95, they very quickly afterwards not only won a Super Bowl, but with the most explosive and entertaining offense, arguably, that the league has ever seen in the greatest show on turf. It was the best of times. But you know what happens after the best of times? The worst of times. And the Rams had that. When I was really coming into my fandom, the Rams were terrible. They went 15-65, which is tied for the worst five-year stretch of football in NFL history. And all the while, the owner is dangling this over the fans that they're going to move and that they don't want to be there. So it wasn't fun for a long time. So you picked the Chiefs, and you, it was important to you that they were poised for the future, which obviously home run selection by you.
Thank you.
But that's something that's important to me, too. I want to have fun on game day. I want to join a fan base that has rich tradition, that has that history. I want to feel part of something that's bigger than myself, but I also want to go into games and feel like my team has a chance to win, which is why, if you notice, outside, I think the Jets are going to be good this year. A lot of people aren't so sure because of the Jets and because of Aaron Rodgers coming off of his injury in his 40s, but still, they have a lot of talent, so they fit the mold as far as I'm concerned. But all of my final six teams are teams that not only can be good this season, but are poised for the immediate future. That's important to me.
Perfectly put. That's the kind of runway you want to have. C-Cat wants to interject here with a question.
Roger Goodell has said time and time again that there are plans for possible expansion in the NFL's future overseas, not just a team in London or a team in Europe, but possibly a division in Europe. I know you might be too deep already, whittled it down to six teams, but might I submit a protest? I think there should be a surprise seventh team, a team to be named later, so that you can maybe start from scratch. Maybe the London, I don't know, Big Ben's.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't considered that because you're right. That whole we're going to go international vibe is something that the NFL has really been trying. They've been making that, trying to make that happen like Fetch. They want Fetch to happen so badly. But I don't think I can go there for two reasons. One, I want to be able to hop on a plane and pretty easily go see my team. So even though San Francisco is the team that's the furthest away, I can take a direct red eye to get to San Francisco and be there for game day if I so choose. And not only that, you can't wait for love forever. I don't know when an international team could happen. It could be 2 years from now. It could be 10 years from now. And whenever your heart finally opens up after heartbreak, you have to go for it. And I was very angry and closed off for a long time about ever cheering for the NFL and getting this amazing job with Unsportsmanlike and getting to talk football every day and be surrounded by so many passionate football fans. I finally let my guard down and I'm ready to love again. So I need to make this decision now before something else happens and the NFL makes me mad again and I close up. So I need to make sure to capitalize on these good vibes that I have right now.
But counterpoint, I mean, you don't want to wait too long for love. You don't want to rush into love. If you get in this abusive relationship with the New York Jets.
The Jets got to be ruled out.
Oh,
that's
my goodness. Aaron Rodgers goes down week two this year and all of a sudden you're a Jets fan for life. I don't want that for you, Michelle. I want the best for you, so I'm cautioning you. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. But then maybe I'm trauma bonded with the Jets.
Oh, no. In a toxic relationship in the future. I just, look, we want the best for you. We want this decision to be for life and for you to enjoy your Sundays. Like you said, I have not had a bad Sunday. Myself and my wife, we enjoy all of them now because it's generally winning. And if not, you at least feel good about the future for your team. We do have to, I feel like obligatory, right, C-Cat? We do have to get your feelings on the Miami Dolphins currently. They got Tua Tagovailoa locked in now for the next 3 or 4 years. They re-upped on their receivers. They're one of the funnest teams to watch, if funnest can be a word. And you mentioned the greatest show on turf. Last year, they coined the phrase greatest show on surf. So, like, I would caution you against becoming a Dolphins fan. I purposely didn't make that choice because I seen the misery front person in center with all of the South Florida people out here. But what are your current thoughts on the Dolphins? How much of a chance do they have in this five-team race? Because we're taking the Jets out for you.
Okay, you're taking the Jets out. I haven't officially eliminated them yet, but just for these purposes, we could say five teams. But so what intrigued me about the Dolphins is not only everything I mentioned about the great fan base that they have, how passionate Florida is about football, period, and the history that the Dolphins have, including my own personal history. But one of the things I, like I mentioned, thought about was how this team is poised for the future. And I really think Mike McDaniel is a coach that could grow into one of these guys that wins a Super Bowl and has a lasting legacy in the NFL. He gives me a little bit of Sean McVay vibes, if I could speak correctly. Kind of hard to say, a little alliteration. And I know that there are questions from some people about not only Tua Tagovailoa and his ability as a franchise quarterback to elevate the team to the greatest heights, and about the Dolphins as a whole beating winning teams. They certainly have to prove that, but they've got so many pieces in place. And you're right, they have that offense that is so fun to watch. So when I think about me jumping on board with them and hitching my wagon to Mike McDaniel for years to come, I feel pretty good about that decision. But you wanted to caution me a little bit about the Dolphins. You're kind of sounding like Jets fans now, or you're giving me cause to pause. So since you're so good looking out here, you have to tell me, why should I even second guess becoming a Dolphins fan?
The longest active streak currently in major professional sports in America without a playoff win, that belongs to those folks that play on Sundays at Hard Rock Stadium. 24 years right now. And Dolphins fans, too, will tell you there's no optimism from within. So it's not the same like misery that Jets fans have been suffering through, because it at least comes with a bit of competence. Like, there's more trust in Stephen Ross, even though he's out there losing first round picks for the teams because he's flirting with Tom Brady, which, I mean, by the way, Tom Brady, I mean, who doesn't want to flirt with Tom Brady? But
for sure.
It's just, I mean, the Dolphins fans out here, what I saw up front and center in person and what I see them go through, it just didn't feel like something I wanted to be able to attach myself to. Not long term, not something I want to pass down to my kids and live for the rest of my life. Before we let you out of here, though, because I do want to caution off the Dolphins, and I'm sad to do that right here in South Florida, I do want to lead you into the team I think you should choose. You mentioned them a couple times. You say you're an Illinois gal as well. The Chicago Bears, especially what you see on Hard Knocks and Caleb Williams, the flair and the just the energy he has. He looks like the second coming of Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes combined. Like, I absolutely love them, and I want to get your thoughts on the new look for Matt Eberflus. His wife gave him the makeover this offseason. He's looking fresh and cool as well. Like, how much do the Bears weigh on your heart, Michelle Smallman, as you make this decision for your next NFL team?
Oh, the Bears are weighing on my heart big time, because you're right. They are poised to take that next step. This is a franchise that has been desert thirsty for a franchise quarterback for decades. And it feels like they finally got it with Caleb Williams. And I love the idea that Caleb Williams and I would be on the same timeline. You know how they always try to get a head coach and a quarterback on the same timeline? Well, me jumping onto the Bears bandwagon at the same time that Caleb Williams is a rookie, it feels like we could grow together and have this beautiful relationship together, which I love that idea. And the only thing, and obviously a historic franchise, a great fan base, the Monsters of the Midway, an identity. I love it. I love Chicago. You know, even though St. Louis and Chicago have that love-hate relationship, you know, big sister, little sister, big brother, little brother vibes, it's at the end of the day all love between at least me and Chicago, because going to Illinois, most of my friends from college live in Chicago. It truly is my second city. It's a wonderful city. So I could just imagine myself going there, having a great tailgate, and going in and watching my Bears play. That would be a great thing. But then I also am like, I hate all other Chicago teams. I hate the Cubs. I hate the Blackhawks. Could I really, as a St. Louis girl, adopt a Chicago team? That's giving me cause for pause. And as far as Matt Eberflus and the new look, I always live by this motto: if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. So if you adopt the new look and it impacts your confidence at all, that's a win in my book. Just like we see Joe Burrow with the dyed hair, the M&M, he's got the little Slim Shady going. If that in any way enhances his confidence, I'm all for it. I love self-expression in that way.
Gotta love that, and yes, I do agree. The new Eberflus look gives me even more confidence in him and those Bears. I'm loving all the vibes. I'm loving Hard Knocks. I also love every single morning of Unsportsmanlike. Now that we have had you, you have moved up our ranking. You passed up Canty and Evan Cohen. You're number one for us from Unsportsmanlike as y'all set the sports talk table every morning. Appreciate you pulling up. Good luck with the fan free agency, with the NFL Bachelorette run. And again, we're eliminating, at least on this show, I know you can't do it yet officially, we're eliminating the Jets, and we're cautioning you on the Miami Dolphins. Just take your time. Suss it all out. I don't think that's the right move, Michelle.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your guidance. This is what real friends do, is they check you when you need to be checked. So I appreciate the transparency.
Appreciate you, Michelle. Have a great rest of your Friday. The vibe's still riding high. That's Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike. 6 to 10 a.m. every single morning on ESPN 106.3 with Chris Canty and Evan Cohen. She's the one that makes them look good when you're watching them on ESPN 2. She's also the one now in the midst of her journey as a fan free agent. I just did this thing. It is a very struggle bus thing to do because people are going to criticize your move no matter what move you make. The only one on this list I can really criticize for Michelle Smallman, though, C-Cat, would be if she went with the Jets. The Bengals? Absolutely hate them. Who day? I mean, they're saying is whack as well. The Dolphins, I mean, at least she has some South Florida ties. She comes here often. The Bears, Packers, 49ers, good picks. But if you pick the Jets, like, knowingly, if you sign up for Jets fandom, I question your decision-making.
No, I have a problem with this free agency and your own from 2 years ago. How are there no bad teams here? Because there are bad teams in the NFL that have good fan bases.
Yeah.
So you're only accepting the elite of the elite in the NFL. All of your teams were set up for success in the future. All of these teams that Michelle, Niners, Packers, Bears, Dolphins, Bengals, Jets, they're set up for good seasons in 2024.
Yeah.
The real NFL fan is the one who's not showered with championships and champagne. The real NFL fan watches their team go 4-13. That's the real NFL fan does.
Sound like a real idiot to me. Michelle Smallman joined us on the Baptist Health Hotline. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. You know how to rock it. What?
I don't know. You kind of had that in the holster.
What?
You wanted to call me an idiot before the show.
I didn't want to call you an idiot. I didn't want to call you an idiot until you started describing a real NFL fan who suffers in the trenches. Like, just sounds like a fool.
You just can't handle the struggle. It's okay.
Well, if you're handling any struggles that are in your joints, maybe some kind of pain, is that affecting your quality of life? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, man. At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians, and they also are going to have those physicians in their offices, which are conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. And no, C-Cat, I would never sign up to. I would never, you know, I'm a good positive guy. I spread good energy and joy. I wasn't calling you an idiot. I'm saying people who would purposefully set themselves up for misery, people who would select, like, downtroddenness, sounds like an idiot. Sounds like a fool's errand.
You can buy into a culture of a football team even if right now that team is not converting that culture to wins.
So, no, name me a team that is horrendous right now, bad franchise, that would be a smart team to be selecting as a free agent. If you're a fan free agent today in the NFL, like, which team that's not doing well or at least has something good going for themselves would be good to sign up for?
I consider myself the ultimate Patriot. So why wouldn't I pick the New England Patriots? No, if I was starting from scratch, coming from England, hello, welcome America, what NFL team should I root for? Why not the Patriots?
A team that has dominated the past two decades? Well, I mean, what uniqueness does that have to it? You're jumping on the bandwagon still of a team that that has dominated the league for the past 3 decades.
If you make it well public that this is when you're beginning your fandom and you don't claim those championships as your own, this is the opposite of a bandwagon. Are you kidding me?
It's a ridiculous move. It also is not like you got to pick some team that's better. Like, pick a worse team than that. The Patriots are a very tough example. Like, maybe the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers have a pretty cool. I love Pirates. Like, I love pirate themed restaurants, pirate themed cocktails. I'd become a Buccaneers fan right now.
Plus, you know, Patriots, I mean, ownership. When you talk about ownership and wanting to go place that, because generally, my number one rule with this for fans of any sport, not just the NFL, you are allowed to open a free agency once in your adulthood, once past the age of 18.
How convenient.
But it has to be specific to ownership. You can outlast the GM. You can outlast bad quarterback play. Hell, you can outlast the coordinator or a terrible defense. But you can't outlast an owner.
I think the Commander is going to change their name. Like, I've heard a hawk in their stadium, in the ambient sound. They might change the Red Hawks. I'd become a Washington Redhawk fan if they changed their name. If I didn't have an NFL team I love already.
It's not a bad one. But then somebody else could say, yeah, that's a team that's set up for success. They have a franchise quarterback they hope in Jaden Daniels right now, a really good offensive coordinator in Eric Bieniemy. Dan Quinn has proven to be a guy that can make the playoffs with a team right now. Like, that's not choosing misery, so to say.
How about Denver? Denver, I mean, it's been pretty ugly the post-Peyton Manning years.
Denver, I think Denver could be a good option as well. Just signing up to be in Patrick Mahomes' division for the next decade and a half.
Hey, you're welcoming the challenge. Come on, David versus
you
Goliath.
Don't get to
we love the underdog.
You don't get to even, you're saying you're welcoming the challenge. What's the challenge?
Listen, I think that sometimes the Broncos just need more fans, and if they had more guys in their corner, more support for that locker room, they would win those big games.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so that one ad, that plus one fan. Now, Michelle Smallman, from Unsportsmanlike, her fandom might motivate a little bit more than just like a Theo Dorsey. Like I mean, that might move waves more for the locker room than me. But for the average Joe that is entering fan free agency, I don't see them putting the Broncos on their list. Are you a huge Sean Payton fan that you'll fall in love with the show that they did on them? Like the Kevin James movie?
You know what? It takes all of us. All right.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. You know what else is fun every single year annually? It's the greatest outdoor annual party in Boca Raton. It is the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl. They're kicking off the 11th year on Wednesday, December 18th at FAU Stadium. Last year, we had USF and we had Syracuse. I'm glad I mentioned that because we're going to get to our Sunshine State college football standings. We're going to give you the very first iteration of that here. USF was in that game. They won it big, huge. That was a great leaping runway for what they're going to have in 2024. Two of the biggest and best teams from the Group of Five going to battle it out for their shot at the title. More information at the Boca Raton Bowl at BocaRatonBowl.com. Or you can follow along on Twitter at Boca Bowl and Facebook.com/Boca Bowl to get all your updates. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl. It's going to be Wednesday, December 18th. We will see you there at FAU Stadium on Howard Schnellenberger Field, right under the statue. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. Thank you so much to Michelle Smallman for pulling up from Unsportsmanlike. You can catch that interview back where you find your podcast, Theoretically Speaking. We'll also get that up on YouTube at Theo Speaking. We're streaming live with you. And again, don't forget, we're carrying you through the Dolphins pregame today as they kick off against the Buccaneers. So we'll lead right up into that today. So you got a lot of bonus CCAT and Theo Dorsey today. So it's going to be a fun one on a Friday. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. On the other side, our Sunshine State standings. The very first iteration. Where's Florida? Where's the Canes? Is Florida State going to be in it? Who knows? We'll tell you on the other side. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That's right, we're live on YouTube, also Twitter, so many other social media platforms these days, CCAT.
Facebook too.
Facebook, I mean, we're everywhere. Theoretically Speaking at Theo Speaking, we're also right here with you on ESPN 106.3. We had Bubba in the chat. We'll pop him up right here. He says, Theo, love the show. He thinks the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl in February. He also is asking me if I ever had an RC Cola. Which one should I address first here, CCAT?
I think we go Super Bowl first, Cola second.
How the hell could you think the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl this year? Like, I'm hoping you're a Cincinnati fan. And if so, I mean, who they going to be able to do to get over not just your Baltimore Ravens, CCAT, Kansas City Chiefs? I think the Bills might be able to beat the Bengals if it was a playoff matchup, and I don't even believe in what Buffalo has cooking this year. I take the Jets over them. Like, the Bengals got to show me. They got contract disputes with their the top weapons in T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. You don't have Joe Mixon back there anymore. You got a hodgepodge behind Joe Burrow. And also, can Joe Burrow last until February? I mean, one of the most injury-prone superstar quarterbacks in the league. I don't have it. I don't see the Bengals winning the Super Bowl.
You're forgetting one big factor.
What's that?
Well, it's the it factor, and Joe Burrow has that.
Oh, yeah, he's got a haircut. He's dyed his hair. He's cool. He's Joe cool. That all wore off, though, after the Super Bowl run, honestly. Like, I don't even see him as that kind of figure anymore. But, hey, kudos to him for keeping that up. He's a guy that's made it to a Super Bowl. He won a national championship in college. You know who else won a national championship?
Who?
College football. The Kaiser University football team.
They did.
That squad, those Seahawks, man, they're so good. Coming in this season, number one ranked team in the nation, led by Miles Russ. They come from the campus where there's 22 national title teams in the program's history in the NAIA. I mean, they've got multiple squads that have gone back-to-back in the past years. Men's lacrosse, women's swimming and diving. They've got 60-plus conference titles. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you tap in with the Seahawks of Kaiser University on the flagship campus, where championships are synonymous with what they do. They are success. They are winners. And they continue to do that. You can check them out this year as we get into the fall. KUSeahawks.com. You can check out their schedule, get out to some activities, some sporting events, and just peruse the champions. Kaiser University, the home of the champions out here in West Palm Beach. All right, C-Cat, Kaiser doesn't qualify, their football team doesn't qualify for our Sunshine State standings here, but we do have to give our debut poll, our top seven of the Division I FBS football teams in the state of Florida, because this year, I feel like beyond all of the other seasons that we've had in modern history, as we're on the precipice of the college football season kicking off tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland, Florida State's going to take on Georgia Tech, a little ACC battle out there where, I mean, it looks like everybody that's over there is already just getting hammered, getting drunk, getting off the rocker. Like, it looks like a good time.
It does look a good time. I mean, you combine the drinking culture of Ireland in general and the drinking culture of college football.
Oh, man.
And it just goes together like, I don't know. I forgot. The
Like white on rice.
There we go. That's one. That's peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod. That's kind of when two people are cool. Two peas in a pod. It's like they don't go together. They grow together. They literally are like locked in.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. I mean, good point, though. I love that. I'm excited to see what happens out there in Dublin, Ireland. We're going to touch on some of that later on, give some picks. But Florida State kicking the season off as the top-ranked team in Florida right now in the national standings makes me say time to debut the standings before football gets kicked off. Do we have a sound bed, some college football feels, some vibes to throw underneath? And we do. We'll start off at number seven at the bottom of these rankings and work our way up at number seven. I mean, they got Pitbull. They ain't got a whole lot else to show for it right now. FIU coming in at number seven. And C-Cat, you know what? It's a win for that program this year. If they can just climb out of the seven spot for a week, if just for a week FIU can make its way out of the seven spot, go Panthers. You did it. Go Pitbull. Like, it'll be a win for them.
You're a four-star recruit. What percent does Pitbull's involvement with FIU sway you to be a Panther? Get offers from all the schools. Of course, you're going to get more playing time at a school like FIU and FAU. But now, Mr. Worldwide is right there in your building?
It had to be a paycheck, bro.
Oh.
It would have to be like a it would have to be like Pitbull like bringing you on tour with him. It can't just be the fact that the stadium's named after him. He's going to do the hype song. Like, it had to be like something else in it for you. It's got to, maybe you and your buddy both go, because there is a sale. They're in Miami. You could be a star in Miami and go hang out with Pitbull here and there. Like, it could work on one dude.
I feel like Pitbull, it all it would take for him to look at me and go, Dale. And I'd be like, all right, go Panthers. Let's do it. Ready to and build
you would,
something.
You would decommit 10 days later once you realize what you're actually signing up for. Number six on the Sunshine State College football standings, our very first release of this list. Just go right up the street to Boca Raton. FAU. Tom Herman and the crew. Gotta give the Owls some love. You know, my first ever Dynasty on CFB 25 was just got released out there on the Xbox. I led them to a national championship. They can do that this year. It's actually a route that's open. If they win their conference, they're in.
Okay. So, Heisman or no?
I got a Heisman. Of course I got a Heisman.
You know, whenever I play those games, I do well. They never respect my quarterback.
Because you probably don't throw for enough stats. Like, are you throwing picks? Are you getting sacked a lot? Like, what's happening?
It's a volume game. So it's a lot of picks, but a lot of touchdowns. But I think they look at the name on the back of the jersey. They don't respect my group of five teams. I'm understanding it now.
It took me a while to get up those Heisman rankings, but it's doable, as well as that national championship. Herman, you can thank me later, or thank me virtually. We had a great celebration. Number five on the Sunshine State College football standings, going over to the Bulls that we saw in Boca Raton to end the year.
Number five.
That's right, number five, USF. I really like their quarterback. I like their chances to pass up UCF this year, actually. If they can really, you know, wreck some shop, obviously FAU is not going to be happy when they see this list and see themselves behind the Bulls. That's a huge rivalry. But I got to keep it G. Brown, what can Brown do for you? He can win a lot of football games, and I think he'll do a lot of that this coming season.
I just don't want to take too much from last year's Boca Raton Bowl.
It wasn't just that, though.
It wasn't just that. Not just
that's
his
when I
performance.
Saw him in person.
I'm just saying that the Syracuse team was a dead dog, and they just kept on kicking the dead dog for four quarters of football in the rain. So. I think there's pieces there. I'm not considering the Boca Bowl as a data point.
Do you think if I would have asked nicely enough on those sidelines as we were shooting the Boca Bowl last year, if Syracuse would have let me get in and just play one snap at QB? It looked like they were letting anybody do it. Like, If one or two injuries happened, and I just looked in shape enough because I had a little bit more meat on my bones.
You need some swag.
That point.
You need to have a couple armbands.
Yeah.
Maybe a sleeve, a leg sleeve.
I could have threw one of those screen passes.
Yeah.
I could have took a snap and threw one. It wouldn't have been pretty, but it wasn't pretty. They didn't score a point. Same result.
You would not be able to complete a pass at the Division I level.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't.
I absolutely could.
Nope.
Number four
on our Sunshine State college football stand. I could throw a football 50 yards, CK. I've already proven my throwing prowess at this station before.
Okay, so one, it was raining that day. Yeah. Ball is slippery. One, it'd be one chance at it, so it's not like you have 10 chances to get it one time.
On a screen pass?
Yes, the ball will slip through your hands. You get sacked. You would break a leg. You would actually snap your leg Theismann style.
I believe it's funny because whenever you have confidence, whenever you believe in yourself, when you have that self-confidence and somebody comes along who doubts their own abilities, they try to pour that. And this is a lesson for everybody out there watching and listening to Theoretically Speaking. Don't let somebody project their own,
I'm going to play the card.
Inadequacies on you.
I played the game, Theo. I played the game. 3 years of high school football.
And you don't believe in yourself.
Varsity.
So guess what? You didn't play the game well enough.
State champion runner up.
Number four.
Hey, I can't refute that. I'm never going to knock your success. Number four on our Sunshine State college football standings. Going UCF, man. It was a humbling year in the Big 12 for them last year. But it's like that every single time with a school that makes that jump to the Power 5, now Power 4. UCF right here gets my number four tab. I do think they can take that model that Utah had. Take that model that TCU had, being in a recruiting hotbed like Florida. I can see UCF some years down the line actually having a real solid fortified program that's competing, that can win a Big 12 championship.
They lost a lot of one possession games last year.
That's always good.
I think you can flip those into wins, and you got a good team.
Let's move on to the top three where it
number three
gets juicy. Number three, the Florida Gators. They got a chance to really make things shake August 31st in the Swamp as they welcome in Miami, but there's nothing promising, nothing optimistic coming out of the Swamp right now. Billy Napier, if he's able to make something out of this squad this year where nobody believes in them and they're playing that SEC schedule and everybody's just counting them out from the jump, then he could buy himself an extra 10 years. If he somehow wins 10 games this year, he would be he'd be the man out there.
He would be the Messiah.
He'd be like Steve Spurrier.
Look at their November. It all takes place in November.
Yeah.
November 2nd, let's do number one Georgia Bulldogs. Oh. Hey, it's in Jacksonville. At least it's not a road nor a home game.
Greatest outdoor cocktail party.
November 9th at the Texas Longhorns. They're ranked fourth in the AP poll. Then, Saturday, November 16th, you're going back home to LSU Tigers, ranked 13th in the AP poll. It continues to November 23rd. You're going to stay at home, take on the Ole Miss Rebels, who are sixth. Mm. Got Florida State. Oh, my gosh.
How do you like the proposition that Lane Kiffin can be the next villain of college football now that we don't have Nick Saban, we don't have Jim Harbaugh? Lane Kiffin moving into that slot.
Now, I didn't reside here while he was head coach at FAU, so I don't have that personal attachment like a lot of people in the area do. He's a goofball, and I love goofballs, so I'm never going to hate Lane Kiffin.
I'm a fan of Lane Kiffin's, man. Lil Wayne has a very famous bar where he references Lane Kiffin, and I feel similarly. Dope dude. Talks a lot of smack. Cool guy. Number two on the Sunshine State college football standings, and again, we have FIU, FAU, USF, UCF at number three, Florida. Number two?
Number two.
The Canes of Miami. Now, I, standing right here before you today, actually sitting, C-Cab, but don't tell anybody, I believe Miami has a better team than Florida State this year. I believe Miami will, at the end of the year, be the top dog in the state of Florida, and they might even have a shot at winning the ACC crown. I'm that confident in Cam Ward and in that offensive line, Damian Martinez, the whole Canes backfield. And then I'm hopeful that defensive secondary can make something of himself, but I'll be fully transparent. I'm a Canes fan. I have been since I grew up in Houston, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. So if things go horribly wrong, I'm protecting myself because I'm not starting them off at number one on the list.
Cristobal has victory formation in the playbook now, so they will take a knee if they're able to win a game.
Well, he don't do talking. He don't do sports talk or pontifications or Twitter. He just do ball. I do ball, brother. So hopefully he does ball well. We'll see. In the Swamp, I hope the Canes just blow Florida out. There's a lot of Florida fans. In fact, I ran into a former Gator myself walking into the office today who really think the Gators have a good shot at upsetting Miami. There's a lot of people actually out on this Miami team. Cam Ward's a dog, though. And, of course, at number one in the Sunshine State rankings, top college football programs in the state of Florida.
Number one.
Florida State Seminoles, who kick off tomorrow against Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland. I mean, after what happened last year, the way that they were quote-unquote snubbed out of the college football playoff, though I was on the side of everyone who said, yes, they're not one of the best four teams in the nation right now, and I would prefer a different team in with Jordan Travis not playing for them, I do think that they come into this season with a bit more of an edge. They lost a lot of talent. They lost a lot of guys in the draft. I think, what, like six draft picks? You lose your quarterback. You turn over the sticks now to DJ Uiagalelei. It's a tough sell to think that this is a team that can repeat what last year's team did, especially given against the competition they did. But since they have the throne, I'm like a man of principle here. You can't rank Miami ahead of them until Miami goes out there and proves it. And the last few times we've seen the Canes and Noles go out there against each other, Miami's looked like an FCS school.
Yeah, I got to see to believe it with all the turnover at Florida State. And yeah. I feel like last year they believe, and I believe, was their chance. They did not get rewarded with the undefeated season, and they missed their chance.
There's not a shot that this team is – like, I have – there's some people that have them maybe making the college football playoff. I don't see that in their future. I think it's going to be one of those, like, 8-9 win seasons. One thing that I am rooting for this year, though, C-Cat, what if we're able to get a Florida State-Miami ACC championship game? It's in the cards. That would be electric. That would be electric out in Charlotte.
I would sign up. It'd be a nice swan song for this conference.
Yeah. Yeah. And given the fact that the game's going to be at Hard Rock Stadium this year, probably get a bigger turnout in Charlotte. Hate to be the one to say it. The Sunshine State College football rankings to start the season. We'll run it back to you one more time. 7-1. Florida State up top, then Miami. Florida, UCF, USF, FAU, and FIU in the cellar. That brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. It's hard to stop a really good football team. It's also hard to stop a train. And they're a train comfort specialist keeping you cool since 2006. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing services you for all of your air conditioning and plumbing needs. They keep you cool even through the summer months. And if you want to be a smart person ahead of the curve, be like me. Get a gold plan with EDS. You get two checkups. They come out there and they do preventative care as well as repair. They service your air conditioning unit so that it doesn't back up on you. It does not deteriorate when you're not watching. They're the watchdogs. They take care of you because they've been doing it so excellently here in Palm Beach County since 2006. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. Go to them for all of your air conditioning and plumbing needs. C-Cat, on the other side, we get to the get-around. The safe-bound get-around with Uncle Steve. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
And we're back on a Friday, and we have a very special guest in the house. This is the thing, too. We don't generally get this guy in person. And, you know, like a lot of people, family could be long distance. You know, you got vibes where you got to hit up your aunties, your cousins, and everybody, and you got to call them or FaceTime them. But today, we get actual in-person FaceTime with our guy, Steve Politziner, or as you know him here on Theoretically Speaking, Uncle Steve.
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Politziner.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve! Uncle Steve!
Uncle.
Yes, sir. Unc is in the house. What brings you to the studio today?
Had some meetings. Had some meetings internal. Admittedly, I did have some golf earlier today
really
in West Palm at the park, West Palm.
There we go.
Yeah, great spot. Great partner, and had a nice day out there.
It's a good place to play golf. And if you haven't been to the actual house, to the house, West Palm Beach, Ashley and I, my wife, we're addicted. We go every single weekend,
oh,
twice
really?
A weekend.
Yeah, yeah, had a great lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those lobster corn dogs.
Lobster corn dogs.
Oh,
come on,
my
dog.
God.
Come on. Unc Steve is in the house today. First, we do have to thank you. You got us. You helped us make sure we got Michelle Smallman in here so we can warn her off of the Dolphins and help warn her off the Jets. I do want your take, though, as Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike, who you hear 6 to 10 a.m. on Unsportsmanlike every morning here on ESPN 106.3. She's narrowed her teams down to 6 NFL teams that she's going to give her love to, give her fandom to going forward. I'm curious, where would you have her go? Because I want her to go to the Bears. C-Cat offered her going to the next expansion team that comes to London, which was like super left field. He's a left field dude.
That's odd.
Steve, Unc Steve.
Yeah, I've been following this. You know, Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike, who you hear every morning here on ESPN 106.3. I think that she's always talked about like she's Midwest Michelle. Now, Evan Cohen hit on something, I think it was today or yesterday, with Michelle, that maybe she isn't ready for a team because she still has so much anger towards the Rams that maybe her team is whoever is playing the Rams. That still is a wild card scenario, you know, for me. But the fact that she, first of all, how big a story is this that we're analyzing who Michelle Smallman's final six teams might be?
It's the biggest damn free agency in the offseason.
I'm just throwing out the Jets. I think the Jets, there's so much history with being a Jets fan, so much hurt with being a Jets fan. It may not do her well to jump on now because they actually may be really good now.
Yeah. And generational
trauma, too. Yeah, she'd feel weird. Yes, yeah, well said. I think she'd feel weird about getting involved now. But she's Midwest Michelle, so I don't really consider the Dolphins, for her. It feels like it's the Bears or the Packers.
Gotta be.
The Packers or the Bears. I just go back with her to the Packers. It seems like that sort of positivity, the cheer, this is how good really is love. Mm-hmm. We don't know. It feels to me like the least jumping on, not that she is, but it feels like the most authentic thing because there's risk. Associated with it. And I think that would be the spot that if I'm Michelle, where I would go. But I am not Michelle.
Not a bad at that. And if she did, then she would have to hop in a plane, actually, to get out there to Packers games in Green Bay. But luckily here on Theoretically Speaking, we don't take a plane. We don't take a bus.
Right.
We take the safe bound get around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know?
Round and round.
Check
and
round. I get around.
Safebound Get Around, brought to you by Safebound Moving and Storage, where we hit the top topics of the nation in sports. Safebound Moving and Storage, they're family owned. They're here in West Palm Beach. They are the Sunshine State's moving company. And if you've ever been in a situation where you're having to move on your own, where you volunteer your own services to get you from point A to point B, lugging all of your luggage out, trying to make sure you don't damage where you're at right now. And then also on top of that, I mean, just the process of it all always takes twice as long as you think it will. You block out a day, it becomes the whole weekend. Moving is tough. Go with some pros in Safebound Moving and Storage. They also can service you for some storage needs as well. They're Florida's most trusted company for moving. Safebound Moving and Storage. Tap in with them as we tap in on the Safebound Get Around.
Next stop.
Let's go to Miami. Of Ohio,
because
he's their football coach.
Why would we do that?
Chuck Martin absolutely unloading on an unusual enemy that kind of felt like it came out of left field.
All right, special teams, lost your kicker. Carter McLaughlin.
We didn't lose him. He's at Alabama.
I understand.
Where he's at. You media people, it's all pretend. Like, no, Alabama stole our kicker.
They illegally
recruited our kicker and stole him from us. And, like, that's a fact. But that's – but we act like it's not – we live in this la-la world. Like, hey, let's not talk – I don't know why everybody knows what's going on. So, yeah, Alabama stole our kicker. A couple other schools try to steal it, but then they go, okay, what's the question?
Let's talk about Graham Nicholson, who won the Lou Groves Award.
We
had him at the Palm Beach County for the Palm Beach County's not Sports Hall of Fame, the Lou Groves Awards.
Yeah, Lou Groves, yes.
Which I was hosting, and now I can't even remember the name. But, Steve, for you, Kalen DeBoer's already denied this, but he's just saying the quiet part out loud. Yes, Alabama went and got him.
That's the world now. 5 years ago, totally different. Colleges are hiring general managers.
Yeah.
People are meeting with investors about for their NILs. This is it. So, sure, you want to throw a little shade on Alabama, see how much that's really going to hurt them, you know, this year. Yeah. He probably just helped them out. People are like, oh, wait, Alabama?
Right.
Okay.
And now they got a good kicker.
Alabama? Yeah. Exactly. If you're going to coach in this era, you didn't need thick skin and all that, but it's a different kind. And now they can come and they like something on your team.
Yeah.
People can come after you. They got the budget.
Especially when you're a smaller school. You're almost like, as you win games, you're promoting the talent you have on your roster. And yes.
Make your situation so good that nobody wants to leave.
Or have deep pockets.
That would help.
Next stop.
Talking deep pockets. Talking NIL. Mm. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. Because Sports Illustrated's Jeff Hauser reports that Deion Sanders' program, Colorado, sent their special teams coordinator to Saudi Arabia to try and tap into their public investment fund to secure NIL money for the Colorado football, PIF. That is what you see the money come from, Live Golf.
I mean, they have endless bread over there. And Deion Sanders is somebody who, you know, seems like he needs to do anything he can to try to win football games out there in Boulder on his way out. So yeah. I can't knock the hustle.
I can't either. And don't you think, doesn't it seem like what Deion did last year with the craziness of the transfer now is also what everyone is doing?
Yeah.
And he just seems a little bit ahead of it. He was playing baseball and football. People weren't doing that. Like, he seems to me a little bit ahead, and he has that courage where I'll go anywhere, anytime, I'll try anything, I'll ask anyone with this in the confines. And by the way, that's a good lead. They're already investing in sports.
Yeah.
It'd be like you tell the sales team, go try to, you're here, you're at ESPN 106.3. Maybe you should look at advertisers that are investing in sports. Piff is investing in sports with Live Golf. He could have kicked down that door before somebody else does.
In local news, one of the last stations I worked at, my news director, Kevin Daniels, used to always say, fish where the fish are.
Yes.
That's what he's doing?
Yes. Was he good at fishing?
Next stop.
Not sure. I don't think so. But he was good at finding good stories.
You got some recruiting guys going across the country to California, to Texas, to look at new talent. And you're getting shipped off to Saudi Arabia to try to get some cash. That just seemed odd to me. I don't know. That plane ticket didn't sit right. Let's go to the Bronx, New York. Aaron Judge hit his 48th home run yesterday. He is on pace for 61 home runs this year. And he's actually having a better offensive year than his MVP season 2022 season by a long shot. Steve, is Aaron Judge the best player in baseball?
Who are the other choices even right now?
David Ortiz.
He's certainly the hottest player in baseball. And I'm a huge Yankee fan. About 3 weeks ago, it did not look like this was going to be for Aaron Judge. It looked like this wasn't going to be a 55 home run year. And what happened was Giancarlo Stanton came back and gave him that protection, in the lineup. And since then, Judge has just been locked in. You think about today, how low the batting averages are. You think about the middle relievers, the specialists that are coming in and throwing 102 and like, what? God, it is so hard to hit a baseball now. It's a problem in baseball. They'd hope the averages would have gone up through some of the changes they've made. To me, it makes it so much, even that much better what Aaron Judge is doing, because they really don't have to pitch to Aaron Judge, and some have chosen to and regretted it. It's unbelievable. Now, I also think he's the best player because it's the Yankees, and he plays the field, and he's got a $1 million smile, and he's like, I think he's what's good. If you hate the Yankees, you hate the Yankees. But I think he is what's good right now about baseball. Really, one of the best things right now about baseball.
Not to get quite literally too inside baseball, but his slugging percentage is better than the league average on base plus slugging percentage. He's historically great
this
season.
His slugging alone
is
better than the on base plus slugging average in MLB.
Yes.
shows you the kind of just dominance, you know, that he is, that he has. And he's got Soto, but Soto's in front of him. So there's not a, there's not a ton of protection around him. The Yankees do not have a solid, a phenomenal lineup. He's having an, a historic year.
You know where you can nerd out on the Yankees?
Next stop.
Anytime, any day. Talk about slugging percentages, batting averages, OBSs, and ERAs. How about at a Duffy Sports Group?
That's a great segue.
Two for ones.
Great segue with our next stop. Duffy's right now. Do you know there's 80 TVs at every Duffy's location? I just bought a new TV.
Yeah.
You know how many TVs, 80 TVs are?
It costs a lot.
You can like turn anywhere, anytime, any angle, and get what you want to get at Duffy's. And that also includes the jumbo wings, the two-for-one drinks all day, every day, and the award-winning burgers. Visit Duffy'sMVP.com to book your fantasy party.
Yeah.
Right now it is fantasy time, and you could get the do that at Duffy's or order the platters to go. Duffy'sMVP.com. With Duffy's, our game is always on.
It absolutely is. How big for the TV you just bought?
55.
55.
Is that low?
Perfect.
Is that
short? No, it's perfect size. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look. It's not about the size of the TV. It's the motion of the
I was trying to get two TVs in the main room.
Yeah.
And I was told I could get two TVs, but it has to be in like another room. So I like added one on top of the other.
So you got one for the main room and then one for...
No. In the playroom where my kids hang out, put a second TV so then I can hang out there and watch a game. Or, you know,
that's
going to
really bum your kids out that you're taking over the playroom.
Did you mount it yourself?
What's that?
Come Did you mount
on.
It
Come
yourself?
Come on,
ZK. What are you talking about?
Why would you even...
Because I don't know how to mount a TV, so I'm just
That
wondering.
Would be a phenomenal Olympics. Like the ESPN West Palm team mounting a TV contest.
Terrifying.
Is there anybody in this office that we think can actually confidently mount a TV other than Dave Deruta, who does everything technically?
Probably not.
There's nobody that comes to my mind. One person on the air, off the air,
that I would
call and say, are you handy?
That's the most emasculating I feel, is watching another guy on TaskRabbit or whatever like mount my TV for me. I feel so small and so weak, but I let him do it anyway because there's no chance I'm getting
crap. I want that TV mounted.
Not screwing it up. And you know what? When you're watching it on a football Sunday, it's all the same. Steve, appreciate the time, Unc.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of your day. On the other side, C-Cat and I give you some picks for the weekend. Football's back, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3. Good people. It's your boy Theo Dorsey, C-Cat on the other side of the ones and twos, on the other side of the glass, on the ones and twos, kicking it on this Friday. We just had Uncle Steve. He was great. We had Michelle Smallman earlier. Make sure you tap back in on YouTube. We'll get some of those things up there so you can relive the show with us. Also, if you want to kick it with us and potentially make some big money, talking about 10K, I mean, golf and beer, there's no better pairing than that. You can join Michelob Ultra and the ESPN Street Team from 5 to 7 today at Harry's Banana Farm in Lake Worth for your chance to putt your way to 10K. I mean, I'm talking about like right now. Get there now in Lake Worth, Harry's Banana Farm, literally now until 7 p.m. Not to mention you get some great specials during the event that includes $4.50 Ultra and Ultra Light bottles. So come on out to Harry's. Show us your putting skills. And you could win 10K. Your pockets can get fatter. Must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to please drink responsibly. And the ultras will be flowing tonight. Again, at Harry's Banana Farm in Lake Worth. See, Kat, earlier you said that I purposefully called you an idiot. And I didn't. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to come off that way. I just do think that when you're doing fan free agency, you keep it open, but you keep it strictly to teams you feel like you can believe in. You're a guy that actually has a lot of belief in the underdogs, left and right. You're a guy that chases big money gains by betting on or at least favoring the teams that are thought to have come up short. And here on Theoretically Speaking, on a weekly basis, we always get into the cats and the dogs.
David versus Goliath.
Be a dog.
Rocky versus Apollo Creed.
We don't need no meow.
Average Joe's versus Globo Jim.
We don't need no cats.
C-Cat versus the sports book.
We need more dogs.
Underdogs are the lifeblood of sports. And every week, C-Cat gives you the underdogs that will shock the world. Welcome to Cats and Dogs, presented by SafeBound. You're safe with SafeBound.
We
We start across the pond in Dublin, Ireland, where the crybabies of college football suit up against the AC's foe, Georgia Tech. What do I think of when I see these two teams? Let's take a trip back in time.
Three from the left hash to remain unbeaten, and perhaps a player in the college football playoff, and the 29th consecutive conference win. Blocked, snuffed, rubbed out, erased. And Georgia Tech with an opportunity. Austin, still on his feet. One man, you can't believe what just happened.
Oh, you don't believe it, but it happened in 2015. Georgia Tech with the win, 22-16, giving FSU their first ACC loss in 1,113 days. I kind of like history repeating itself, specifically because, going across the pond, the Noles are not focused in this game. Why? Why are they not focused? It's weird. It's week zero. They're chasing the ghost of perceived playoff snub in 2023. And did you know, rather than focus on the Yellow Jackets, they're concerned with the condiments they're going to have in Ireland? Yeah, believe it or not. I bleep you not. FSU shipped gallons of ranch dressing to Ireland with the team. That's what they're focused on.
What?
That's the priority. Not the scout offense. Not the scout defense. Not being ready to tackle somebody who's not in a Seminole uniform for the first time this season. They're worried about their ranch dressing. That's enough logic for me. Take the Yellow Jackets plus the 10.5 points. Take Georgia Tech on the money line at a juicy mwah, plus 380. Ooh. And as the Irish say, my seven blessings to you.
They say that?
They say that.
I don't know what that means.
That's a dog.
Oh, sorry. Yes. That's a dog for show.
We go up to our next underdog. Nothing. And I mean nothing says college football is back like staying up for a midnight kickoff to gamble on Hawaii football. Mahalo, my good friends. However, the Rainbow Warriors are in uncharted territory. They are 40-point favorites. I don't give a damn that they're playing potentially the worst FCS offense in the country. Not the worst college football offense in FBS play. The worst FCS offense in the country. But I mean nobody, and I mean nobody, gives the Delaware State Hornets 40 points and lives to see another bet. This week, zero clash. They will be sleep deprived, hungry, dogs, because they missed their first flight to Honolulu from JFK. But I'm buying stock in the Delaware State Hornets. They're not going to cover the 40-point spread. They're going to win outright. Take the Delaware State Hornets plus 40.5 points. Need the hook. Make sure you get the hook. But they're not just going to win. They're going to win the game outright. 80-1 odds. Delaware State going to shock the country in the middle of the night this weekend.
That's a cat. There ain't no dog pick right there, man. As a guy that has watched that Delaware State team up close and personal, though it was a decade ago back when I was at Hampton University. Shout out to MEAC football. You send them brothers on a trip to Hawaii, and they had to get there a little late, so they missed a day or two of action. You think they're going to be focused on a football game?
Uh-huh.
40 points. It's going to be like 60-0. Now, and again, shout out to Del State. Got a lot of friends that are alumni of that squad. But that's a cat. I do like your Georgia Tech pick, though.
Thank you.
Anything against the Noles.
Start the season off right. Noon kickoff.
Ugh. Ugh. Cats and Dogs. Presented to you by SafeBound Moving and Storage. You really should, you know, like when you start off, I think about that little the buy-sell guy with the Kramer.
Yeah, I think just Jim like, Kramer.
Jim Kramer, yeah. Just
buy,
like,
buy, buy.
I'm like, what? Get pumped up. Forgot we were doing a radio show here, man. I got all into the vibes. TJ here on YouTube actually jumped in and asked Central or Pahokee. It is a high school football night here in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. Palm Beach Central visiting Pahokee to start the season off. Give me Pahokee in that one. Pahokee would be the underdog in this case. I like the Blue Devils in the theme of dogs and cats.
All right.
Pull off the upset. Does that resonate with you? Is it?
The music wasn't playing, so like I kind of lost it. My bad.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'll give you.
There we go. Give me a bark. Give me a bark for that. calling my shot. Calling my shot there. We still have some more business to do. We got a Dolphins preseason game that we're going to roll the coverage right into. Dolphins and Buccaneers. That's going to take over right at 5:30. So be on the lookout for that. But on top of that, we still got to take it to the house with you today. Before we get to the other side, we always love to do this because C-Cat is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Even cooler than that, our EDS air conditioning and plumbing coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
It absolutely is, and nothing cooler than this. Pulling out the Fantasia as a rookie quarterback, Austin Reed with the Chicago Bears from Hard Knocks. Take a listen. He's a cold. I said Fantasia.
Explain the significance. I don't get it.
Yeah. All right. Cut it. First and foremost, Austin Reed. What a great pull. That's Keisha Cole, by the way. And that song itself. Yeah, let it roll. That will captivate any audience you have, especially if you play that at any kind of brunch with some sisters involved and they're two or three mimosas in. That's going to get it going. And I can't believe I did say Fantasia. That's Keisha Cole. I'm going to get canceled. Before I get any deeper into that, again, EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, coolest moment of the week right there. C-Cat, now we must get to the real business here because there were some things. I did want to get to the whole Aaron Rodgers stuff that Bart Scott was saying. People are calling him a top five quarterback. We'll now have to punt that into next week. But we still have to take the people to the house. Uncle Steve was talking about how he played a round of golf at the park. And I'm telling you right now, C-Cat, if you go to the park and you don't make a visit to the house, you're missing out on a great time and some excellent food. So we'll talk about the house. We'll give you a pick to take to the house, something that you can seal and deliver over the weekend. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking. That was Keisha Cole, not Fantasia, on ESPN 106.3. Yeah, buddy. We back at it on a Football Friday, inching closer and closer to the Bucks and the Dolphins for some preseason action. Tantalizing. I mean, C-Cat, how many quarters of NFL preseason would you say you actually actively watched? Not put on in the background, but like sat there and said, I need to be locked in on this because I wanted to do that with Chiefs Bears. And then they rested everybody, and I was like, I'm not wasting my time.
Believe it or not, I did not watch 1 second.
Yeah, I mean,
I actively avoided it.
Yeah.
Like, I could not imagine spending time watching these preseason games because nobody cares.
If that's not your job to do so, like if you're not reporting on that team, trying to figure out position battles, just super intrigued, maybe you have a family member that's playing in them. Like, I just don't see the angle in watching them. But we do encourage you to listen to them. We got Dolphins, Bucks, preseason coverage. We're going to roll right into the pregame here on ESPN 106.3 when we get you out of here on Theoretically Speaking. So, yeah, don't all the way fall out of it. But, again, don't kill yourself if you're missing out on preseason action in favor of spending some time with the family and spending some time with the kids, spending time with the wife. Because, again, once things get underway tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland with Florida State, and then next weekend we got real college football games, more big-time top 25 teams playing, and then the next weekend we got – the NFL, yeah, ain't no turning back. But for today, going into the weekend, you already tackled FSU versus Georgia Tech. You have the Yellow Jackets covering. You even told some people to put something down on the money line there. I have got to say, I mean, the NFL is what's dominant, but it's not in action right now. So as we get people to take it to the house this weekend at the House West Palm Beach, one of the most just overall sensational restaurants we have, I'm going to give you a pick that you can stick with. You don't even have to watch it. You can put it right in the books as we take it to the house on a Friday here on Theoretically Speaking. When you take it to the house, remember, Thursday through Sunday, the house is open for your business. They have the best happy hour. I mean, not only are these cocktails amazing, C-Cat, these cocktails are half off. So my favorite is the prickly pear, and every time I go with the wife to the house, we sit down, we're like, we'll try other drinks. We start with the prickly pear, we get that one, And then it's like I can't move off of it. I can't get out of it. It's actually called the Prickly Par, and it's a spin on the Prickly Pear drink. They actually have more cocktails coming. They've got brunch. They've got all kinds of excellent cuisine. It's American coastal cuisine. You heard about the lobster corn dogs. On top of that, you got some amazing different samplings of all kinds of seafood, American-style food. It's really a place where you can take anybody and have any kind of grub. They have half off on the bites as well during the happy hours. The brunch is amazing. And also, every entree you buy comes with a free round of golf on the Lit 9 Par 3 course, which is open even past when the sun goes down, because that's why they got the lights out there, the Lit 9. So thehousewestpalm.com, that's where you can go make reservations, check out the menu, and get locked in. And here's what you can take to the house this weekend. This game right here might not mean nothing to you, but it means something to me. Saturday at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, SMU at Nevada. Nevada 26.5-point dogs. SMU favorite to go in there and take them down. Plus, the over-under in this one, the line, 55.5 points. Rhett Lashley is one of those guys that is a offensive genius. He's a mastermind, at one of the great play callers in college football that doesn't get enough shine. Former Miami Hurricanes OC, now going into another year with SMU, coming off 11 wins. I'm banging the over in this one. SMU is going to put up a lot of points and give Nevada the ball back a bunch of times at home, so they might also get into the scoring a bit. But on top of that, I'm taking SMU to cover the 26.5 on Hard Rock Bet right now. I'm all in on the Rhett Lashley experience. Had a good talk with Elijah Roberts at ACC Kickoff. Had a great conversation with Rhett Lashley. What he comes from, as well as how fortified he is in his offensive beliefs. That spread offense that they run is exciting to watch. They've got their guy coming back as a signal caller. The continuity, just I'm all in. Don't know if SMU can make waves in the ACC this year. But what I can guarantee you is tomorrow night, they're going to crush Nevada. And that over is going to hit. Take both of those to the bank. Or as we like to say here, take it to the house. Take it to the house. SMU covering and also hitting the over. C-Cat, it looked like there was a lot going on over there. I was nervous. I didn't know if I'm even on air. Like, are we good? Are we all good? Is the plane still cruising at the proper altitude?
Yeah, you know what? The devices that fall from the top in a plane that help you breathe.
Okay, oxygen mask, yeah.
Oxygen, they fell, but we didn't actually hit the mountain that we're careening towards.
Okay.
So we're still in the air, which is amazing.
Great.
People were calling family with their phones, but you know what? Said, wow, I'm happy to be alive. Now I'm happy to be alive because I'm a New York Yankees baseball fan.
Yes. Okay.
Yankees going to beat the Rockies, not just today, not just tomorrow. They're going to sweep the Rockies this weekend. Take that to the house.
Take it to the house. Yankees sweeping the Rockies. I'll address a couple things off the YouTube chat before we get out of here as we take it to the house. We do have Hawaii. We have somebody refuting your Hawaii pick. How can Hawaii be good at football? There's no way they can be concentrating on football. Well, they live there and play there, so they're used to it. Thank you for the comment, Bubba. We also got to go to Devontae from Atlanta. He said the Bengals defense hasn't been this bad in a while. So our pick for the Bengals to win the Super Bowl, our guy that Bubba that picked the Bengals to win even as a Vikings fan, that's two people refuting your pick. Just don't see it this year. Joe Cool, Joe Burrow, first of all, get an original nickname. And then maybe I can believe. And then lastly from the YouTube chat, as we take things to the house on this Friday going into Dolphins coverage, Bubba talking about how he watched J.J. McCarthy and he played good. There's a lot of people excited about what J.J. can be for the Vikings next year. We'll have to wait till next year to see. Dolphins Buccaneers coming up here on ESPN 106.3. Preseason action in the NFL. The Dolphins, one of Michelle Smallman's final six. She finds her next franchise. I don't think what happens next in the Bucs game is going to play into that at all. C-Cat, are we still flying?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely,
we're certainly flying.
Absolutely, we are.
Man, I'm excited to watch college football because my girlfriend's out of town.
Yes.
So I can watch that Hawaii football game, even though it's unreasonable for any human to be alive at that time.
Right.
Watching Rainbow Warriors football, I'm excited for it.
Well, enjoy your pseudo bachelor weekend to yourself, watching some football as we kick things off. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy some Dolphins Bucks football on ESPN 106.3.